Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Outside In. It was written by Deborah Underwood, illustrated by Cindy Derby, and it is read today by Mommy and... What is your name? Who are you today?
I have many names, but I'm not the tramp.
Okay, who are you?
Many names such as... Field and things like Darkwing. The name people call me the most is the Everglade.
The Everglade. I don't know what that is, but I love it. I'm going to call you Everglade.
It really, in my world, it means... Well, how do I put this? In my world, it means streak of lightning. Whoa. Or light.
That's super cool,
It's because I'm fast and I glow.
I'm so glad you're here with me, Everglade. Are you ready for a story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once, we were part of outside, and outside was part of us. There was nothing... between us. Now,
is he walking in an Everglade?
Now, sometimes, even when we're outside, we're inside. And in the picture, so that you can understand what she's saying, the very first picture where she was talking about how being outside was once part of us, we could see a little girl, and she was
walking
in the forest. And then she was saying that even when they were outside, they're still inside. Mm-hmm. They're driving through the forest, and they're surrounded by trees again, but they're inside of a car now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we forget outside is there. So we can see they park their car and they're going straight into their house. And outside is there. And we can see there's birds and snails. And so outside reminds us with flashes at the window and slow magic tricks. What is the flash at the window?
Hummingbird.
A hummingbird. Hummingbirds are brightly colored, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And what is the slow magic trick that she describes?
That? Butterfly.
A butterfly coming out of?
Cocoon.
Yeah. It was in its chrysalis, and now it's popping out. And going to go flap away. And it sends the sunset and shadows inside to play. It is nice when you see the sun cast shadows, isn't it? Outside sings to us with chirps and rustles and tap taps on the roof. Yep, the chirps and the rustles are the birds, right? Mm. And you know the tap taps? That could be water or rain or snow even falling down.
Or hail.
Well, yeah, that would be a louder tap, wouldn't it? It beckons with smells, sun-baked, fresh, and mysterious. I love all those smells, except for the mysterious ones. Outside feeds us. Sun, rain, and seeds become warm bread and berries. In the picture, we can see them making bread in the kitchen, a bowl full of fruit. We had some grapes earlier today. And that was something that came from the vine, wasn't it? Yeah. It grew from seeds. outside cuddles us in clothes, once puffs of cotton. Did you know that if you're wearing cotton clothing, that was once in a flower and somebody pulled it out? Cotton is kind of like bulbs. It's almost like a rounded fluff, kind of like a cotton ball. But it's tucked into a very sharp and pointy, thorny shell. And to pull it out is quite dangerous. You can get poked pretty hard. They have machines that do it now so that nobody's fingers have to get ouchied.
What flower is it?
It's a cotton seed, grows into a cotton flower. Yeah. It holds us in wooden chairs, once trees. Do you ever think about that? That the chair that you sit in that's made out of wood was once a tree? The table that you eat at was once a tree?
What if people eat on stone? What if people eat on stone tables?
Well, that was once a rock.
And stone chairs.
Mm-hmm, same thing. We feel outside in the warm weight of our cats and the rough fur of our dogs. If you have cats and dogs. Outside shows us there's a time to rest and a time to start fresh. What is the time to rest?
Night.
Nighttime, when we see the moon, right? And the time to start fresh is?
In the morning.
Mm-hmm. When it is time to wake up and here comes the sun. Outside steals inside. A spider seeking shelter. A box elder bug in the bath. A tiny snail on kale. Have you ever seen bugs inside where they ought not to be? What is mommy's pet peeve? Ants in the kitchen. Flies on the wall. No, I can't take it.
What about?
Or a spider crawling in the bedroom. No. Like that. Mommy does not like it. Even rivers come inside. Cool water rushing, eager to return to the sea. What water is she talking about that comes inside?
From sewer pipes, so you can go to the potty.
The plumbing. Yep, you're right.
I'm here, outside says. I miss you. Here's a reminder. Outside definitely does not miss you.
What? You don't think so?
How I know? I'm outside too much.
Oh, I see.
I sleep outside.
Mm.
I am outside. My life is outside. This is like probably the first time I'm inside.
Wow.
Whole life.
That's amazing.
Outside waits, and we answer.
And there they go, out the little girl and her pet go out into the outdoors, into the unknown. Looks wonderful, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.